Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. We're called the Great Lakes State with our clean water and clean air, right? Well, that's not quite the case, according to a new report from the Natural Resource Defense Council, which finds Michigan ranked 7th in the nation in population and pollution that is emitted from our power plants. To discuss that, I'm joined by David Gard. He's the Energy Program Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Thank you for joining me, David.
You're welcome, Michael.
So, 7th in the country, we're certainly not the most populated state. How is it that our power plants are putting out so much more pollution?
Well, just to take one step back on the report itself, as I understand it, they really came out with two findings regarding what we're talking about right now. One is that the state of Michigan ranks 7th overall for what they're calling toxic air pollution. It's a class of certain kinds of pollution that they were looking into. The other part of their finding that's interesting and kind of gets to your direct question there, is that three-quarters almost of all of that pollution in Michigan is coming from the utility sector, or coal-fired power plants, really. So it's this idea that we as a state, because we rely so much on coal for the electricity that we currently use, the way we have things set up, you know, it's not all that surprising, really, that we would have a lot of this pollution coming from those facilities putting us that high on the list.
You know, when we look at this past week, the heat would have potentially been fatal to many had we not had the steady and reliable energy our power plants are producing. Aren't we stuck using coal as a primary and dominant power source for the near future, at least?
There's no doubt. We're going to be using coal for electricity for quite a while, but the quantities that we're using can definitely change, and we've already started that in Michigan. A few years ago, the legislature passed some laws that are starting to move us more towards renewable energy. And the really, I think, more important almost in some ways resource that we are starting to move towards more is just saving energy, which a lot of people don't really think about as an energy source or resource. But the amount of energy that we waste in Michigan is enormous. And just think of all the economic benefits, let alone the public health benefits from having less of this toxic pollution coming into our air and then getting into our waters and streams and into our food system. By just saving energy, and which is something that's very cost effective, even more than than building new supplies of power. Just by doing that alone in a very short amount of time, we could be backing off the coal that we currently rely on.
When we talk about air pollution and the pollution generated by power plants, isn't the public protected by state and federal regulations when it comes to these emissions?
They are to some extent, but what we find with the Clean Air Act over the years is that as studies continue to roll in, just piles of medical research, what we always find ever since the early 1970s when the law was passed is that we always find that lower concentrations are harmful than what we had originally thought. And so it's always been moving in this direction of getting more strict with pollution regulations in order to protect public health. And what that means in terms of the economy, which is something that a lot of people are talking about these days, obviously, is that is going to become more and more expensive. And so what we need to be thinking about as a state is how do we move away from doing more of something that's going to become more expensive and take advantage of all these other opportunities that also happen to give us less of this harmful pollution.
I'm talking to David Gard, the Energy Program Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. When we talk about emissions, mercury is apparently one of the hazardous chemicals that escapes into the air, and it's a well-known toxin. How dangerous is this to the public?
It's very dangerous. I mean, the fact is, these toxic air emissions that they've classified, it's, even in very tiny concentrations, very harmful to the human body. And particularly with mercury, you're worried about children who are still in their developmental cycle. And so a lot of what their body is doing as it's trying to grow and mature, mercury can really have dramatically bad impacts on that process. It presents itself in neurological problems and developmental problems. The thing is that we can actually prevent a lot of this just by, what we're talking about now is finding ways to back off the coal that we burn and instead do more of other things that happen to be more cost effective and safer for all of us.
Well, when you look at options like natural gas or nuclear energy, aren't there potential environmental implications in using either of these alternatives?
There sure are. I mean, there's no silver bullet, and I'm always going to go back to saving energy first. It doesn't get a lot of people excited. It's not as flashy as a wind turbine, but we can save energy at a fraction of the cost that we pay to generate power. And what we need to do is stop thinking about our energy system just as a collection of big power plants and wires and really start thinking about the demand side. So, you know, we've got this huge building infrastructure. All the buildings that we occupy and use, all the equipment in those buildings, we need to start thinking about all of that as a potential resource. But just by, energy savings, regular ongoing energy savings throughout our entire economy can really get us great benefits and allow us to do what we're doing now by using a lot less power.
And is this, are you talking about consumers in their homes saving energy, or is this something where we find that businesses and industries tend to waste most of the energy?
There's definitely applications for it in all customer sectors. Definitely homeowners, renters need to be able to take better advantage of this than they currently can. There's a lot of opportunity to save energy there. But certainly in the private sector, commercial sector with all the retail outlets, all the floor space that represents in our economy, and then, of course, with Michigan, with all of the industry that we do as a state and we're known for, and that's, part of our bread and butter, there's a lot of opportunity in all kinds of different facilities to save energy, not just in the building itself, but in the industrial processes that those buildings exist for.
Officials at the Natural Resource Defense Council say that power plants are the biggest industrial toxic air polluters in our country. Is that overstating it?
No, it's not. I mean, they took their numbers right from the EPA website that you or I could go to right now and pull the same numbers down. So they pretty much just crunched some numbers that are publicly available, and it's a straight-ahead analysis. I totally agree with it.
Finally, when we compare the pollution emitted from vehicles on our roads to those the power plants emit, how would you compare those? Is there a significant difference, or are they about equal?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. If we're focused on these toxic air pollutants, these substances that are poisonous to the human body in even really tiny concentrations, I think that the stationary sources, the industrial facilities that they're talking about are definitely the primary source that we need to worry about.
I'm talking to Dave Gard. He is with the Michigan Environmental Council. Thank you for joining me, David.
Thank you.